You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
General election, Kingdom. So regarding both parties' foreign policy, can you just give us a quick rundown on what foreign policy these parties are advocating?
Yeah, well, I mean, in many ways, the general election is about foreign policy. If you include, membership of the European Union as being a big foreign policy choice, it's a bit more than that. But that's obviously going to be a major order change if the UK does leave the EU, which is the Conservative Party platform, and for Labour, the idea is to have a renegotiate and have another vote. So the EU is certainly something that divides the two main parties, but also I think they're pretty divided if you look at the leadership of the Labour Party in particular. Jeremy Corbyn, has a kind of tradition of being opposed to the UK possessing nuclear weapons. He's been opposed to NATO membership for the UK. And even though those topics haven't found their way into the Labour Party's manifesto, they've still got some pretty unusual stuff in there, such as recognising Palestine straight away, sorting out the situation of the Chagos Islanders, and essentially it's a policy that looks and feels like it's going to be different from the Conservatives, or would be different from the Conservatives, who would pursue a kind of traditional, steady as she goes, kind of strong transatlantic policy, whereas Labour looks to be much more hostile to the Trump administration and really looking as if it's interested in loosening the ties with the US.
Like you said, the relationships between the US and the UK, and there has always been what they say a special relations. Now, Boris Johnson himself is very close to Trump, and indeed President Trump has endorsed Boris Johnson in several occasions. What could happen to this special relation if Jeremy Corbyn was elected as Prime Minister?
Well, I think what you would see is definitely a cooling of the relationship, because Jeremy Corbyn has taken the Labour Party more to the left, and that's given it a more sceptical position on military intervention overseas. It's given it a more hostile position in terms of, U.S. interventionism in other countries. And has put a lot of stress on basically dealing with, as Corbyn would see it, the problems that the UK creates in international relations with its foreign policy. So I think it would be the most significant departure for a British government since the Second World War in terms of sort of actively seeking to cool the relationship, or even to oppose the US and foreign policy.
But if there is a cooling in the US and UK policy under Jeremy Corbyn, who would he focus on? Which potential allies could he could rely on in diplomacy?
Well, I think it's more a kind of neutralist position, or neutral position, I think, which is not really full-heartedly pursuing some of the traditional alliances that the UK has through NATO and so on, and looking perhaps much more to support radical administrations overseas, or certainly not be hostile to administrations such as those in Cuba or Venezuela, where Corbyn has a strong history of supporting the governments in those states, because he sees them as being governments which have sort of been oppressed or countries that have been interfered with by the US.
On the opposite side, obviously, if there is a Conservative government, Boris Johnson and Donald Trump, then given their personal relationship that is so deep, in what ways could the UK be more reliant on the US in the future?
Well, I think the one big change could come if the nature of the trading relationship changes, because one of the things that Boris Johnson wants is to get a new trade deal with the US, which would be possible once the UK trades the EU. And I think alongside seeking new trade deals with Commonwealth countries, I think you could see Britain come much closer to the US in terms of sort of foreign economic policy, alongside, you know, sort of security, intelligence and defence relationships. So it would be a kind of deepening of the transatlantic relationship into economic questions, because up until now, the UK's foreign economic policy has been largely determined as a consequence of its membership of the EU and having, you know, being part of the EU's customs union, being part of the EU trade policy.
And while we are talking about EU and its defence policy, after a potential Brexit under Boris Johnson, is there any way that the UK could participate in European affairs, such as the defence policy?
It's possible. You have third countries, who do have relationships with the EU. But the EU defence policy is something which is very much a work in progress. So at the moment, it's still quite nascent. It's largely focused on things like conflict management. I think the interesting questions arise further down the line. You know, if the EU does develop, as it has an ambition to have a more coherent defence policy, then the UK is going to have to make a choice as to how closely it decides to align itself or participate within the EU. And not least because, you know, if that does develop, then it's a bit of a challenge to NATO. And NATO is obviously an organisation that the UK has put a lot of emphasis on, and stressed its sort of health and well-being as being a central ambition for UK foreign policy.
And in case that this election could end up in a hung parliament, would smaller parties could change the UK's policy after the election in the new government?
Well, that's a great question, and it really is particularly relevant with the Labour Party, because most of the polls are pointing to the Labour Party perhaps not doing as well as the Tories. So if it did create a government, it would be through a coalition. And that would mean a coalition with the Scottish National Party and the Liberal Democrats. And the Scottish National Party is interesting because it's committed to getting rid of the UK's nuclear deterrent, which is based in Scotland, and whether that's something that Labour would want to look at. But also, of course, the Scottish Nationalist Party is committed to an independence referendum, and whether the price of entering into a coalition would be to give that to the SNP. For the Liberal Democrats, they're both very committed to staying within the European Union. So I think that's probably an area in any kind of negotiations around forming a coalition. We would see the most significant impact of having a coalition government.
What about us in New Zealand? Could we see any more changes between New Zealand and UK relations, regardless of which party wins the election?
I think, yes, there will be an impact on New Zealand. If the Johnson administration is elected and pursues the policy of exiting the EU, which is its policy, then the UK is seeking to do an early trade deal with New Zealand, to sign a new free trade agreement with New Zealand. So, New Zealand is really right at the centre of the queue as far as the UK's ambitions are for that. Obviously, that would be different if the UK doesn't leave the EU. But if you had a Corbyn administration, then questions might be raised about the Five Eyes cooperation, which New Zealand is obviously involved with, the intelligence sharing relationship that includes the UK and New Zealand. And if the Corbyn administration raised some concerns on the part of governments, including the US government, whether that would then have an impact on Five Eyes. So, yeah, I think either way, whether you get a Labour-led or a Tory-led government, there's certainly issues for New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.